Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with us. You've already been listening. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our free newsletter and our blog. We have a newsletter that will come to you on Sunday by email, Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. We also have a blog that you can come and get at our website. You can come and noodle around on it all you want. It's not like anybody else's blog, and I know you are not surprised that I would do something different from other people, but I do. It's an audio blog. It's actually not just an audio blog. It's actually a multimedia blog, but it's, you know what a blog is. It's all the things that are on the mind of a blogger that day. Well, that's what this is. This is the show that is available in individual archives, each one of the interviews, plus an article every day, and a lot of other good things there. And so you can take advantage of that. Come and get it. Or if you want, we'll send it to you. You can actually subscribe, and we'll show you how to get the technology to do that. And it's all free, including all the other things, including being able to go back and listen to and read all the things that Brad Huskin has deposited with us over the years as a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Brad is our top salesmanship expert. He's the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and Munchies for Salespeople. He's our good friend. Brad, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, too. Are you wearing your green today?
I am, and Blasingame is an Irish name, isn't it?
Well, sort of.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
By way of England and some other places, whatever country they ran us out of, wherever we stayed the longest, that's where we're from. Usually they ran us out of a lot of those countries.
Wherever you can hang your hat.
We had to keep moving. We were, you know, when you're basically a bunch of horse thieves, you know, you have to keep moving. Okay, let's help our audience do a better job of selling today. What do you think?
Okay, I think that'd be a great idea. And this morning I wanted to talk to the folks about first impressions and how important first impressions are to the overall success of an organization or a company from a couple of different standpoints. One would be naturally from the telephone when a customer first calls into the company, and the other would be from the standpoint of when a customer actually walks into the business or the organization or the store or whatever have you. So why don't we go ahead and start with the telephone, just because it's one of my pet peeves and one of my frustrations. Well, you know, these computer programs that answer the phones today.
I hate those. Any small business. I may tick off some people, but I don't care, Brad. Any small business that doesn't answer their phone with a human being who acts like the person calling, like you're so glad they called, you can't stand it. Anybody who doesn't answer their phone that way, in my opinion, doesn't really want to succeed. Now, is that an overstatement, Brad?
That's a noble statement and one that I would agree with.
Is it an overstatement? It's not an overstatement, is it?
No, I don't think it's an overstatement either, because it's so frustrating to call a small business and get some computer signal that says hit 1 for this and 2 for this and 3 for this and 4 for this. And I'm hitting 0 to my skin's worn off of my finger.
I'm hanging up. And the thing is, what I don't get, Brad, how hard do we all work as small business owners to get somebody to actually ping us, to ring us up or come to see us? How hard do we work on that? How precious is any prospect that might come in our door virtually or literally to not treat them like they're some kind of
royalty?
Royalty, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the whole point, is that if in fact you're a small business and you're not, if you don't have a real life human being answering the phone, then you're telling your customer as a first impression that you're just another organization that's out to sell their product and not necessarily develop relationships and be their friend in the business. And I think it's so important, number one, that we have a real life human being to answer the phone for us, and that person knows how to handle the telephone.
Right, absolutely.
And I was dealing with a company that, I don't want to say the name of the company, but when you call them, they just answer with the name of the company, and all you hear is the last half of it. And it sounds like a word that shouldn't be said over the air, just the last half of it. So
well, and you know, the thing is sometimes receptionists, just they say the words, the name so fast, or you know they it's almost like they think it's cool. You get the feeling that they think they're just too cool to actually pronounce the word properly.
Well, yeah, that's part of it, and I think I get the impression that I'm a hindrance to their day and an interruption to what they have going on, and that's not the case at all. I'm their only reason for being.
Well, or how about this? You know, ABC Travel, yes, could I speak to John? And no acknowledgement, nothing, just a click and a transfer.
Exactly.
You know, and instead of saying, sure, just a minute, I'll transfer you right over to him, but... You can go too far with this, Brad. One of the ways is, one of the things I don't like is where you call up and they say, Joplin Holiday Inn, where we make your dreams come true, we have, you know, blah, 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 blah. How can I help you?
Yes.
And I'm thinking, hey, I'm ready to talk now. I'm ready to tell you who I want.
You can go too far the other way by having too much information on your answering machine.
Exactly. Or by the human being saying too much.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. All right, so, what are some other ways that we blow the first impression?
Well, I've got a couple of things I want to go over as far as telephone etiquette. I've got seven little rules here that I thought I'd get over the air for you.
Okay.
And I think number one, whenever possible, you got to answer the telephone by the fourth ring. And in some organizations I go into, I put in a pecking order. For example, a salesperson answers the phone by the first ring. If they don't get it, then the accounting department picks it up by the second ring. If they don't get it, then the shop picks it up by the third ring.
So what do you think about not picking it up on the first ring? Letting it ring maybe twice. What do you think about that idea?
Well, that would be okay if somebody's going to get it. If it's just going to ring and ring and ring and ring.
No. I'm not talking about going beyond it. But I mean, you know, not getting it, like picking it up before it even finishes ringing the first time.
Well,
you want people to feel like you're pouncing on them or anything.
Well, exactly. But you do. I did make a telephone call for a reason, and the fact that I want somebody to answer it.
Right.
So the sooner the better, I think.
Okay.
And then rule number two would be answer with some kind of salutation. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. And give the company name and give your name. So in other words, good morning, IAS Training, this is Brad. It just sounds like you've got a real life human being that cares.
That's all you got to say.
It only takes 2 seconds. It's just that little bit of extra effort that lets the customer know that.
Why is this so hard for people to get?
Well, you know, I wish I had the answer to that, and if we did, we'd both be very rich men, I think, wouldn't we?
It's unbelievable. I mean, this isn't hard stuff, folks. I don't get it. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Brad Huskin. We got more first impressions that you may be blowing. We're going to get Brad to help us with that. Stay with us.
And I felt so hard.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Brad Huskin is our guest and our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and Munchies for Salespeople. And Brad, tell us where we can find these books.
On the website is www.iastraining.com.
iastraining.com.
That is correct.
You got a lot of other things there besides books, too, don't you?
Yeah, I've got DVDs and CDs and tests and employee handbook, Mr. Shopper's kits.
What do you mean by tests?
Well, I've actually started testing salespeople on their aptitude toward the selling process.
And so we can buy a test from you to help us hire a better salesperson?
Yeah, and the theory is that when you're down to the last two or three people that you're interviewing, you give them this test to see, not necessarily if you're going to eliminate them from potential hire, but to see who's the most likely to be successful in sales, which is really kind of interesting in the fact it's not psychological left brain, right brain, or honesty tests, just purely their aptitude toward the selling process. Mm.
So that's all there at iastraining.com, and you got a shopper? Some shopper products there too.
Yep, we got a shopping cart, and it's a secure website, and all those things, and everything's.
No, but I mean, no. You said something about Mr. Shopper.
I have a Mr. Shopper's kit.
Work with me here, Brad. I'm trying.
I'm sorry. No, I developed a mystery shopper's kit that teaches people where to find mystery shoppers, how to hire them. I've got questionnaires that you want mystery shoppers to fill out and complete for you, and a couple of tricks on what you want to tell the mystery shopper. Number one, you want to meet him at a restaurant and don't tell them who, what company you represent.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll give you an honest representation of your organization
that
as well as your competition.
If you've never had your business shopped, folks, that's going to be an eye-opener. And even though it might sting just a little bit, it'll help you get better, won't it?
Absolutely. And yes, it does sting every now and again. But
yeah.
I want to know the truth and not. I want to see my business as the customer sees it, not necessarily as I see it through
Absolutely.
These foggy glasses.
So. Absolutely. Okay, what are, then, let's talk about some more first impressions.
Okay, well, let me tell them about the freebie thing, though.
Okay,
Jim, can you work with me?
We like free we like free things, Brad.
Well, as you know, I also publish a weekly newsletter called mm-hmm. Sales Insight that there's can subscribe to on the website. And that's a weekly newsletter that I send out via email with the sales tip of the week. And, again, the price is free, so you can't beat that.
That's
and
right.
Anybody that mentions the Small Business Advocate gets 10% off.
10% off, all right.
10% off all the products that we
sell. Including the free thing, right?
Well, yeah, 10% off the free thing,
yeah,
so they owe me
that?
10%.
They actually, you have to write them a check for 10%, don't you?
Exactly. So.
Okay, what about first impressions?
Well, a couple other things on the telephone. As you had mentioned, rule number 5 is ask permission to put somebody on hold. And it doesn't take but 2 seconds. Somebody calls and says, is Jim there? Absolutely, let me put you on hold. Will that be okay?
Yeah.
And just that verbal contract makes all the difference in the world.
Or just
between...
say, if it's a, well, you know, but let me tell you something. If you're going to transfer, if I've asked you to transfer me to Bob, you don't have to ask me to put me on hold. If it's going to be a while, if you say, you know what, he's on the phone, can I put you on hold for a minute until he gets off, I'll come right back.
Exactly.
And I've had people say that to me. But sometimes I think people ask too many questions. I have had that to happen, you know, where they just go on, and this is just a little bit too much.
Yeah, there's a fine line, but yeah, if somebody else is on the phone and you think it may be a minute, you got to ask permission and let them know that you're going to come back to them.
I do agree with that.
And then answer all the questions possible. Don't be evasive with me. Don't try to use any of your underhanded sales techniques to get me into the store. If I'm calling asking for a price, give me the dang price. that's all I ask is answer my questions, please.
All right, what else?
That's it for the telephone. And then when a company first or a person first approaches a business, I think it's so vitally important that the people that are dealing with the public on a daily basis, the employees, the manager, assistant manager, owner, whoever it is, understands that they are not an interruption to the day, that they're the only reason they exist, and they better have a great big huge smile on their face.
Mm-hmm.
And greet them with a nice warm salutation rather than just saying, can I help you?
You know, I actually say things like, you don't enjoy your job much, do you? I do things like that, and you know, I've only been thrown out of a couple of places, but there are a couple of stores I can't go back to, not the whole chain, just certain stores, but
right.
But I actually have a little fun with that, you know, things like when people act like they don't care about if I'm there, you know, I say things like, do you know who pays your paycheck? Things like that. You know, I like making people love me, Brad.
Exactly. Yeah, we would be dangerous if we were to ever go shopping together.
That's exactly.
Somebody walks up to me and says, can I help you? I said, yeah, can you find me a good salesperson?
Yeah. or this would be a good place to put a salesperson, wouldn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, why don't we put one of those here?
Right.
So, and it's just, you know, I really think that when a customer comes into an organization, they better feel like there's a cannon of confetti going off with your appreciation that they actually walked in your door.
And the band playing and everything.
And all those things, because, you know, with these big box stores, it's so much the opposite anymore.
Yep, that's right.
People are getting so sick of lousy customer service, I think. That
there's an industry, Brad, that I've seen the research on, that there's like 4 or 5 major players in the big boxes of that industry, and they've interviewed people coming out of the different ones, and 60% of the people coming out could not tell you whose store they had just been in.
That's exactly right.
We have a great opportunity as small business owners to make people feel that they just came out of something special.
Well, you know, I told a group of people last week.
Wait, that, 10 seconds.
Okay, the only thing that separates them between all their competition is the person on the sales floor greeting that customer.
That's
by God.
Exactly right. Website again, please, quickly.
www.iastraining.com.
Thank you, Brad. Good job. See you next time. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Take it easy.
Quick break. Right back with Bill Dunkelberg.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.